Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your favorite super size BBW flirt, Miss La Crush Heart. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and showing us support. Tonight we have a special show in store for you because we have a special guest coming in, Catherine Marks, nurse practitioner. From Star Health Center and the HEAT program right here in Brooklyn, New York, will be here to answer your questions on HIV, AIDS, and sexually transmitted diseases. Also, we'll get to learn a little bit more about her and some of the stuff that she's doing. It should be an awesome show, okay? She's going to give us a call in at the meantime, in between time. You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That number again, 347-989-0767. Also, you can visit us blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. Post your questions in the chat room. You can make a free account, or you can possibly sign into your account. You can also hit us up on Facebook. We finally got our URL, facebook.com/HeartsRadio. That's our page. That's HEARTS Radio, RADIO. One word, or you can hit me up with Crush Hearts, La Hearts. That's my URL, facebook.com/LaHearts. All right, so if you just tuned into the show tonight and you missed Tuesday night and you missed Wednesday special broadcast, well, we've been celebrating, or rather we've been in recognition of World AIDS Day, which was officially yesterday. We shared stories, we shared a little bit of facts, we had folks call in from Brooklyn, from Ohio, from Louisiana, you know how we do, and we also did a remembrance of those that we have lost to the battle of AIDS. It's a long time coming, but there are people out there, many people out there that are still ignorant to the devastation that this has caused to us personally, indirectly, or directly. We had out here, there's a, in New York City, in the newspaper, there's a clinic, or not a clinic, it's more of like a case management program that actually provides services to those affected with HIV and AIDS. And what happened is the founder of this did a demonstration because in Brooklyn, the mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, he was actually at speaking at Brooklyn Public Library out here at Grand Plaza. They had something called the Bagel Brunch or something like that. And, you know, they did a, you know, they dressed up and stuff like that, and they did a, they actually did a, what you call it? They actually did a demonstration, and he ended up getting arrested and everything, and it brought it to my attention. If you go to the CDC, you know, website, and you look at some of the stuff that they post, and they had up there about HIV and AIDS, it just didn't make no sense to me. And I'm definitely going to ask questions about that because it really didn't make sense to me. they had a picture up there of basically a graph of those that are in the U.S. With HIV and AIDS. However, the picture only consisted of the number that they used only consisted of 37 states, and I think it was real inaccurate of what's actually going out there. However, you know, it is a factual, you know, thing that, you know, I don't know. I got my points, and I got my my doubts about the actual numbers. You know what I mean? Because it just didn't add up to me. Like, okay, there's what, 48 states? Good grief, I don't even know how many states there are. However, you only got 37. Okay, then you say, and then you say that the most people to the most ethnicity to be affected by HIV and AIDS is the black community. However, if you think about it, that number is inaccurate for the simple fact that I'm not saying that we're not affected by it. I'm not saying that we are not maybe the highest number out there. However, we don't know about other ethnicities out there, because other ethnicities half the time don't even trust in our health center. You get what I'm saying? Like, they don't trust it. They practice their own stuff, and a lot of people don't go to, and they feel like it doesn't affect them. You get what I'm saying? And then they come in from all over the world. You know, like, I don't know. It just seems inaccurate to me. However, it is something that is definitely out there, and I do encourage everyone to get tested. Like I said before, it only takes 20 minutes for the actual test. You'll be out there half an hour tops. You'll be out there. So go ahead, get tested. This one test, whether it's negative or positive, like I said before, it is not the end of the world. It's the beginning of a new one. Because if you're negative, now you're aware. And you can go out there and you can encourage other people to get tested. You can go out there and you can continue to get tested. So that's something that's the way. You can encourage your friends, family members, teenagers in your life, especially the youth that's in your life, women that's in your life, or men that's in your life. Encourage them to get tested. So, like I said, it's you know, this makes you, it takes you a step further, makes you more aware, and if you are HIV positive, it's not the end of the world for you. There are medications out there. I actually put an article, I read an article as well yesterday, that there are fellas, women and men out there that are actually HIV positive, and he's been positive since 1987, and here he is at the age of 50-something in 2010. He's still living with HIV and AIDS. So believe me, you can still live a normal life whether you're negative. I mean, if your tests do come out positive, but you will not know. You cannot get the help that you need. You can't save yourself or save someone else, right, unless you go get tested. So I encourage everybody, please go get tested. Okay, I see I have some callers on the line. I'm going to go to this caller. We're waiting for our guest to call in. 614.
How are you doing?
Here, Phone Fantasy Radio. State your name and where you're from.
Columbus, Ohio. Name is John, hon.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing swell. You got questions for my guest tonight?
Yeah. When I called in, I think it was Wednesday, I had a friend, and he wouldn't eat in a restaurant because he was petrified that he could catch AIDS from the cooking utensils they used at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of stupid.
Right. Right. You're definitely right. Like we said before, my guest will be calling in the next couple of minutes. So definitely, well, you can bring that up,
yeah,
up to her and talk about some more of that.
Yeah.
But thank you for showing support and definitely checking out Phone Fantasy Radio. Really do appreciate it. I also I seen the message you left me on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm distracted.
I play all the games. You know, like we got our little games and stuff like Mafia Wars, Crime City and stuff. Me and my friends, it's cool and stuff, but I got some gay friends and I got a half brother that's gay, and it's, a lot of people got a stigmatism. It's all according how you present yourself, and if you use an umbrella, if you don't protect yourself, then you are going to catch something,
Right.
I got gay friends. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And like I told my buddy, I said, I don't care if you're gay. It's cool. You're my friend, He speaks funny. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, but to me it sounds cute. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
That just makes no sense to me. Like, why would you only do 37 states?
Worldwide, yeah.
Not even if it's worldwide, but if you are just doing the United States, why only do 37? I'm sure we got more than 37.
Yeah, because I got to check that out tomorrow because I was doing my Mafia Wars and stuff. But I'm going to check that out tomorrow because it has something about the protest in New York or a thing they had in New York or something.
Yeah, he's from Housing Works. I'm trying to find where I posted it because I did post it yesterday. He's from Housing Works, which is a program out here that help people with HIV and AIDS and just people that are misfortunate, homeless and stuff like that. They provide all different types of services from housing, from medical. They provide all types of services like that.
If there's anybody else out there.
So it's a Brooklyn
tomorrow.
Program.
Yeah,
it's a Brooklyn program. I did some training there. Huh?
If there's anybody else out there who might be calling in from Ohio, in the Columbus area, we got the Parsons Avenue. It's on 240 Parsons. It's a free health clinic. And I go there sometimes just to have a regular checkup, and they give out big bags of condoms. I had like a year's supply, man. The woman said, I said, hey, that's cool. And they're different colors. That's kind of neat, though, Especially
right.
When it looks like the American flag, It's red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I found it. Mayor Bloomberg was at a luncheon talking about the services that he cares about those with HIV and AIDS. And he was there for World AIDS Day at Grand Army Plaza. It was a bagel breakfast, at the Brooklyn Public Library, which is like a real big library. Old library out here in Brooklyn, New York. His name is Benjamin Shepherd. And he made a comment, and he said, Mayor Bloomberg's attitude to poor people with AIDS is let them eat bagels.
Ooh.
That's what he said. It was kind of interesting that he said something like that. He's an activist. Activists pointed to cuts to the HIV/AIDS Service Administration, HASA, the agency that oversees housing and other benefits for 55,000 New Yorkers with the disease. It's really something that is serious. And he got arrested for his discrimination. His protest because he actually got in the middle of traffic. he was in the middle of traffic, and he stopped traffic, so the police arrested him and tied him up and stuff like that, and people caught it with their phones and stuff. So, yeah, that was a little bit crazy.
Well, I like Facebook. Oh. I mean, you can get a lot of information out too, man. It's not like before, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stigmatism. I mean, I had a lot of people, like, wouldn't go to my friend's house because I said, like, you know, I can't eat. I said, if you're not having sex or oral sex or intercourse, you ain't, you probably can catch it that way. But eating a sandwich off somebody, you ain't making a sandwich and cooking your time.
No, what people fail to realize, what the people fail to stress, that yes, if you are HIV positive, yes, there are amounts of it is just saliva. Breast milk and stuff like that. However, you have to drink gallons and gallons and gallons of it for it to be effective towards you to catch it. You get what I'm saying? It can't live outside of the body. So
can
once
I ask
it
you
hit there,
if it don't sound stupid. Now, somebody was one of my friends said that you can catch it like if if the person has AIDS and you like share razors. Now, I've never heard of catching it that way.
Well, no, because what that means is like when you're shaving, and if somebody nicked themselves, you know how you. You get what I'm saying, and it's blood. But the only way you can catch is if you have a cut on your face as well. You know what I'm saying, and once again, it cannot live outside of the body, folks. That's why you can't catch it off the seat. You can't catch it from it. It cannot live outside of the body. So once you cut yourself, and then unless you right after try to use it, and the blood is still fresh on you, but once you use it, and it's such a small amount, and if you have healthy skin, you don't have to worry about that. No, you can't catch it from chair razors.
Basically, all AIDS is, it attacks the immune system. Is all it does.
It's serious than that, but yes, that's the main factor that it does. It attaches itself to your white blood cells and then it reproduces itself, and your body's not fighting it off because it basically camouflages itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So your body thinks it's just one of them, but it's not doing what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? It's killing off your cells one by one. So that's what it does. It reproduces itself. That's why it's been so hard to be able to make a vaccine for it. But they have found ways to help it stop reproducing itself at a rapid rate. They have
keep
all different types of medicines out there right now.
They got a way to keep it under control without,
Right. They have all different types of medicines out there. They even have a test. It's called the viral load test, and it actually is a test that goes. It's a blood test that they can take, and what this blood test do is it actually counts the number of like how rapid the virus is duplicating itself. You know what I'm saying? Like out of a certain amount of blood. It'll tell you how much of the virus is, how fast the virus is actually reproducing itself in that certain amount of blood. It's called the viral load test. So, they made big steps.
Right,
But once again, we do not have a cure for it. And like I said before, it's not the end of the world. It's just the beginning of a new one. John, what about you? How old are you? Are you a man of older?
I'm close to 50, 49 to be exact.
Okay. Okay. So, and you said, you have your little girlfriend and stuff like that. So, do you get tested regular?
Yeah.
Close that door, please. Can you close that door, please? I'm sorry, what you said?
Oh, yeah, I make sure of that. I have to.
We have to?
My protection is, for hers, too,
Okay.
But what kills me
is... We're not just talking about HIV and AIDS. We're talking about all STDs, folks. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes, there's still other stuff out there.
I thought the only thing I've ever caught, it was embarrassing. It was scabies and crabs. That's about the only thing I ever caught. But I wasn't doing that. I was at a motel. I played baseball, and I caught it that way. Because you can catch if the place ain't kept clean, and everybody thought I was messing around. I said, no, I wasn't. You know, it sounds, people think it's funny, but there's some things that you can catch without even doing anything. I mean, it's kind of funny though now to talk about it, but it wasn't that. Oh, you got scabies and crabs. I said, no, I wasn't doing anything. The hotel I was at wasn't kept clean. And we stayed there for a baseball tournament, and I didn't know until I got home.
Ooh. Right. And how often do you go get tested?
I try to get tested, like, once a year, because I don't goof around or nothing, but I just want to make sure. My girlfriend, she gets kind of uptight. You know, she said, you know, it was kind of weird when I first met her because she wanted to, you know, all kinds of questions. And like I told my sister, I didn't mind that because she told me that she gets tested. And I said, there ain't nothing wrong with that, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, you can't be goofing around because, I mean, your first mistake can be a very serious one if you don't protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody on the call, one of the shows, I think Wednesday, made a good point. I hear a lot of people, man, that they don't want to use condoms, you know. It don't feel good and all this. The life you save may be your own or your partner's.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Totally agree.
But they got, you know, like I was telling my friend, too, before I moved down here, they got flavored condoms. They got strawberry vanilla. They got all kinds of them now. It sounds weird, but they...
They do. They have glow-in-the-dark. Did you know that?
Yeah, the Incredible Hulk color one. Them's the ones I like, the green ones, you know, like ET's coming at you.
Yeah, they do have those that glow-in-the-dark. I haven't tried those yet, but...
The one I like is the one that looks like the American flag. It's red, white, and blue.
Oh, okay. They have so many different things out here now. They got so many different ones now. All right. We have another caller coming in. Hopefully this is my guest. John, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold. Please stay online. We have the 347. You're on the air, Soul Fancy Radio. This is LaCrush Hart.
Hi, LaCrush. It's Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, show you.
Sorry, I'm a few minutes late. I'm really happy to be here, though.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was just talking to John from Ohio.
Wow.
He was telling us his story on HIV and AIDS and his friends and stuff like that. And first of all, I wanted to introduce my guest here, folks. This is Catherine Marks, nurse practitioner. Tell them what you do.
Okay. So I'm a nurse practitioner. I work at two programs here in Brooklyn. One's for adolescents, and we take care of young people ages 13 up to 24. I provide quite a bit of HIV care through that program and also in an adult program. And that's all at SUNY Downstate in Brooklyn. The adolescent program is called the HEAT program, and the adult program is called the STAR program.
For the last two nights, so this is our last night, we've been doing the World AIDS Day special because yesterday was official World AIDS Day. And we've had people call in and share their stories about, you know, how they've been affected directly or indirectly with HIV and AIDS and, you know, just going about STDs. And we've been stressing testing and things like that. And I was just explaining to John and all our listeners that even though you go once you go get tested, and if it comes back negative or positive, it's not the end of the world. It's just the beginning of the new one. For the simple fact that if you're positive, they have so many different medications, and they make such a big progress that you can live a long, normal life. And can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, that is absolutely true right now. Unfortunately, a lot of people still hold this idea that getting an HIV diagnosis is a death sentence. But I think it's a wonderful time to be in the position I'm in, because I can tell my patients that if they have HIV and they're able to stay in touch with me, come and see me like maybe 4 times a year and take medication if it's recommended, that they can look forward to a roughly normal lifespan. And so instead of having a death sentence, they have a treatable disease, something more like high blood pressure or diabetes than something like a death sentence, which is unfortunately how we used to think about HIV or AIDS. So things have been really improving with the treatment. Although it's not easy, it's certainly possible to treat lifelong HIV and live a long, long time.
Right. I also had read in an article that they posted yesterday. There was a that it's on a rapid as far as the older population, basically people over the age of 40, that is, you know, they've been married and they've been in a long-term relationship, and now they're not, and they're going out there and they really don't know of the risk, or, you know, they feel like it doesn't apply to them. Do you work with the older crowd?
Yes, sometimes I do. And that's a growing group of people, numbers-wise, who have HIV. And there's kind of two groups within that older group. One is a bunch of people who've had HIV for a long time, and they've known and they've treated it, and so they're getting older, because HIV's been around now for at least 25, 27 years. Some long-term survivors are now 50 and up. And then there's the group that you're talking about, of people who are sexually active, like we all are, after 40, after 50, and are finding out new diagnoses of HIV. And unfortunately, that's a group that tends to get pretty sick from the illness, because maybe somebody's not thinking that they're at risk, or thinks that HIV is something you only get when you're young, or that they couldn't possibly be at risk. And unfortunately, people don't test early or frequently, and many, many older people find out they have HIV when they get sick, when they have AIDS, or they have very low immune functioning. So that's really unfortunate, because in this day and age, we can prevent people from getting sick from HIV in most cases. So it's important to test whatever age you are, if you're sexually active, if you're using injection drugs, if you have any other risk factors for HIV.
Okay. So, and you don't just deal with folks that have HIV and AIDS. This is you deal with both positive and negative as well, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really nice way to be, because it helps me to feel like I have a role in preventing HIV as well as treating it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, besides working yesterday, was there any special things that y'all did at your program for World AIDS Day?
You know, there were a lot of things going on yesterday, which was great. I know that my boss at the adolescent program was with the mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, in the morning, and then at our Brooklyn Borough Hall in the evening for an event. He was all over the city.
We're laughing because we were just talking about Mayor Bloomberg and the demonstration that that happened at that bagel breakfast.
Oh, really?
I was just telling people about the interruption. The founder of Housing Works was dressed in a bagel costume, and they sat out in the middle of the road.
Wow.
And they got arrested.
Yeah. All right, so that's good.
And they had got arrested, and, you know, and he said, he said Bloomberg's attitude to people with AIDS is to let them eat bagels, and he lay down in the middle of the road, and they end up arresting them and stuff. So,
wow.
Funny.
So, what was he? What was he wanting? Like, what more did they want to see?
What you mean?
Was he protesting because there's not enough housing, or there's
benefits? Because they were saying the budget cuts, basically.
Yep.
He's cutting services. Like, every year, the mayor, he said, every year, the mayor comes and says he's going to fight the AIDS epidemic, and then a month later, he ends up cutting services to the same people that he said he's going to fight for. So they, you know, that was basically, you know, the gist of their demonstration. You know, don't talk about it, be about it. You know, show more action. Because they said supposed to be a lot of cuts going in, especially through the HASA program and you know, things like that. So that was his whole gist, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at AIDS Day. So we have the AIDS quilt panel, some of them at the hospital. They were beautiful, as always. And
I
really
know. I did it 10 years ago. That was my senior project. I did, yeah. It was my senior project 10 years ago. My art teacher, I think that's how I graduated. I had Jeff come to my school. Jeff come to my school. Foster care agency. I had had a whole week lined up, and he came to an old girl Catholic high school, and he talked about his services and stuff like that. I had a heat program come in. We had the quilt panels hung up inside our gym, and this was like a big step. It was like a real big step because, first of all, it's a Catholic high school. You can't, you know, they don't believe in, you know, they believe in abstinence, you know, and I made them come in and talk about safer sex and hand out condoms. So
that must have made a
so
big
impact.
So the
night was like, what? But I'm like, you know, let's be realistic, you know, sister, you know, like, let's be realistic because you are, you know, you are, yes, you are, we do believe in God and stuff like that, but we have to be realistic. You're in the middle of an urban community, one of the largest in the world. You know what I'm saying? And you have girls, realistically, the girls are having sex because the girls end up pregnant. And so, therefore, they are out there doing it. And even though this is an old girl high school, you got to be realistic about the situation. And the sister, my art teacher, brought the idea to me, and I went to everybody I know. I went to everybody I know. Believe me, I went to everybody I know. We had the local newspaper come, foster care agencies, the nurse at the foster care agency came, Sister Elizabeth Mullane from St. Vincent's foster care agency, she came, Jeff came. I had people from all over the place coming.
That sounds like a wonderful event.
And it was a whole week, and it's like a big thing to get those quotes. It's a big thing to get those quotes.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put out an application. They got to make sure that it's hung properly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a certain feet away from it. You can't touch it. And we was able to make our own personal panel. And we had people sign it. And,
that's beautiful.
When I came in, sat on the table, you know, people could sign on the table. You walk in, you know, people went around. It turned out to be an awesome thing. It was a whole week long.
That sounds great.
That was my
senior
project.
We tabled around the hospital, gave out condoms, red ribbons, information on HIV prevention. I spoke at a really nice group with the medical students organized so that the medical students could learn more about stigma and negative feelings that are still pretty prominent around HIV and work on their attitudes toward providing better care when they're working with people that prevent HIV or treat HIV. So that was really inspiring. So things like that happened. It was really you could tell it was AIDS Day at our hospital, which was a nice feeling because it brought it to people's minds.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes that's what we need to do, just bring it to the forefront. And, you know, that saying definitely works. We can bring a horse to the river, but we can't force him to drink, you know. So
true.
I guess the best thing we can do is just let everybody know that this is still real out there. It's still going on among us. And we stress to go get tested. Whether it's negative or positive, it's not the end of the world, it's just the beginning of a new one. If y'all don't know a place to get tested in your local area, no matter where you are, you can go to HIVtest.org and type in your zip code, and actually have a list in your area of places that's offering HIV testing. HIV testing is also free, so you don't have to worry about paying, right? It's free.
Well, it depends where you get it, but I bet that site has a lot of options for free testing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so what's new for you? I mean, you know, as far as your practicing, I know HEAT programs actually have a party coming up, but, you know, which is
yeah, the HEAT program has a couple events coming up. Tomorrow is a big ball, the Heroes and Villains Ball, and on the 10th is a big party that we're doing with Young Women of Color Coalition. So the HEAT program has a website. It's I don't know if you link to it on your website, but it's www.heatprogram.org. And
yes,
there's also a Facebook page.
Well.
So all the information for the party is there.
Right.
Yeah, something new in the news. Yeah?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking when you said what was new, something new in the news came out in the past week or two about PrEP. Did you see that? Or treating, taking HIV medicine before having sex in order to prevent HIV. And a big study came out in the New England Journal of Medicine where they studied whether this would work in a whole bunch of people. They focused on men who have sex with men, and they found that it worked quite well if somebody took a pill every single day. The pill was Truvada, at preventing HIV. So that's the biggest new news in the HIV field in terms of prevention that came out recently. And it's kind of a totally new idea. They added it to condoms in the study. They said, use a condom, but take this pill as well. So it wasn't like the either or, but it tended to work better than depending on condoms alone for HIV prevention. And probably that's because people don't tend to use condoms all the time, but might need a backup method, another additional helper to prevent HIV.
Oh. Interesting. Definitely.
I know. The idea's been around for a long time, but they haven't had a study that showed that it would really work. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that if we start prescribing that to people who want to prevent HIV, or if it's going to take a little while longer for that to happen.
Now, do they have to be in a certain predicament? As far as like risky behaviors and things like that, there's going to definitely be a criteria. It's not just going to be offered to everybody, right?
That's a really good point. We don't know if it will be something we can offer to everybody or if it'll be something like that you give to someone who knows that they're in a relationship where they're going to be having unprotected sex with someone with HIV, you know, where they know they're going to be at high risk. I don't know what the criteria would be. There's some concerns about, wow, can you take this medicine and not have any side effects? Sometimes this medicine could have side effects. And would it be worth it to risk that in order to protect yourself? These are, things that we'll have to figure out. And some of them are kind of ethical issues because to one person it might seem worth it and to another it might not to risk those side effects. And so I think it's going to be kind of complicated figuring out how to use it. But thank God we found it works, and now we just have to figure out who it's going to work for. And how to pay for it, because this certainly isn't free. These are very expensive medicines, and And so we'll have to find a way to make it available if that's the way things go, because it's out of the reach of most people to pay for something like this out of pocket. It could cost, you know, I don't know, hundreds of dollars at least a month. Yeah.
Wow. And you see how much, you see how much funding and stuff like that, and they're cutting funding, and we have such years, so that's going to really be a hard thing to find out.
I mean, the good thing about funding is it's pretty cheap.
Okay. So, this is my gist right now. Like, I came across an image on Facebook of that somebody had got from the CDC website, and what the image was is basically it was a graph of people that are HIV positive or living with AIDS in the United States. However, it only has 37 states. And it only consisted, of 37 states. And my thing is, isn't that kind of inaccurate to put a graph up where there's only 37 states to say this is the United States?
It is.
And then, you know, I was like, how truthful can that be if you have different religions out there that actually you have people that practice different religions that really don't even believe or trust in the United States health system, and they try to do things on their own. So, I mean, overall, the numbers are kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's serious, I know it's out there, but my question was, is like, isn't it kind of a little misleading?
Can you trust the numbers, right?
Right.
I understand where you're coming from. I think what happens is that the different states get to decide whether they're going to be reporting their HIV information or not to the CDC.
Okay.
And so you have 37 or however many states are there saying they're going to report. And New York was there, right? I think New York does that.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the states don't have that law in place. They don't agree with doing that. Or they haven't made a mechanism to do that yet, because it takes quite a bit of resources to gather all the numbers and keep them organized.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be either thing. So then they try to project, you know, based on the numbers that they have, how can we estimate what the whole country's scenario looks like in terms of HIV? And hard for me to explain, like, how they would do that, because the statistics is a little bit beyond me, but they must have some method for estimating how they do that. But I understand what you're saying. We definitely don't have complete information, and how can we really imagine what we don't know? Another big problem is that people don't always like to talk about how they got infected. And so often about a third of new HIV infections, nobody is able to figure out how that person was infected. So, you know, the greatest number of people are infected through sexual activity. And then there's a smaller number that's infected through intravenous drug use. And an even smaller number that's infected through accidents or pregnancy babies who are born with HIV. But then there's about a third who we don't know. So that means it's really hard to imagine who the next people to get HIV will be, because a whole third of the people getting infected is a mystery. So we can't really plan our prevention very well if we don't know how people are getting infected. What if that third was mostly IV drug users and they didn't want to talk about it? Well, we think that we've really gotten a handle on that problem, but gosh, what if we're wrong? We're just not sure. And we might have ideas like, oh, people don't like to talk about IV drug use. People don't like to talk about some types of sexual activity. So we might have an idea what people don't like to talk about and who those people are who got infected that way, but we don't really know. So in this field, there are a lot of mysteries because HIV brings up all these issues people don't always want to talk about, like sex and sexuality and gender identity and drugs, and it's hard for people to say how they were infected. So that's their right, but it makes it hard to plan for the future.
But we're definitely getting a handle on it, though. I mean, you know, if we basically get to talk about it and use the different medias like this radio show. I've actually seen a few shows, even tonight, going on right now about the HIV AIDS epidemic, and I guess that's just the first step. It's just to have an open dialogue about it. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring John back from Ohio. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You're on the phone with Catherine Mark. Did you have a question for her?
Yeah, I had a friend a while back. He wouldn't eat at a restaurant because he said that you could catch AIDS from the cooking utensils. And, you know, that threw me into an outrage because that's really not how you can catch it. I mean, people need to be educated instead of assuming how you can get it.
I agree. It would be impossible to get HIV from cooking utensils if people were using cooking utensils the way you imagine they are. You need contact and close contact with bodily fluids other than saliva. And so that would mean blood, semen, vaginal fluid. You'd really need close contact like that. So sharing dishes, sharing glasses, eating at restaurants, none of that can pass HIV.
Thank you.
Okay. See, so somebody else confirmed what I already said. She got a degree. Also, we had a caller at the beginning of the week, once again, like I said, who said they knew somebody around their area who was loose, and one minute she was big. Yeah, one minute she was big, and then 2 months later, 3 months later, she was skinny. So they was like, oh, she must have the monster, because, you know, that's what they call it, street name for it. She must have the monster, or she must be positive, or something like that.
Oh,
and
man, what a jerk, man.
And I had to let people also know that the virus can't live outside the body. Right, Ms.
That's true. That's true. You know, I couldn't quote for you how many seconds it takes for it to die, but the virus is pretty fragile once it leaves the body. So it's really an interior thing.
And in your mug.
What?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my friend's drinking coffee, and he had his glasses off, and he accidentally put a cigarette out in his coffee.
Oh, boy.
Don't drink that, man. That coffee won't taste good.
Okay.
Well, I remember that. I remember the guy. He was talking about some woman being heavy set, and she lost weight, and the first thing they... Man, people have got some real bad ideas about catching AIDS, man.
Yeah, you know, and I had to let him know, like, you know, if she was fat 1 minute, skinny next minute, then you wouldn't be seeing her at all because she must be sick.
No, because you know? I used to weigh close to 450 pounds. I went on a diet, and I'm down to 200, and everybody thought I was doing drugs. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, you know. Could have been worse. The way my luck is, they could have said that. I would have said, if I got AIDS, man, so does everybody where I live. I mean, it's just, I didn't mean it to sound that way. It's just people got such poor education on stuff.
Yeah, right.
I guess it's poor education, and it's also like it's one of people's biggest fears in a way because so many things can make you lose weight, right? A diet, other illnesses.
Stress.
But what you're saying jumped to their minds was, oh, it's AIDS. It's got to be AIDS. And so that must be like one of the first fears on the list, one of the things people worry about the most. So it kind of is a window into what people are concerned about.
Right, right. Interesting. I never looked at it like that. I still say go get educated.
Yeah.
I never even looked at it like that. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
right. I mean,
that's the flip
side,
right? Something
that's
already
on
your mind.
Yeah.
Right. Something's already on your mind.
You probably can't tell most people who have HIV by looking them in this day and age,
uh-huh.
because most people are absolutely healthy and doing well and not dropping weight and not, you know, looking like they're ill. So that actually might be a very poor idea of trying to figure out who.
Right.
Yeah. You should just give up on that.
That is crazy. So we're not going to keep you long because we know you had a long day of work and we know you have to get up early in the morning. You are a doctor.
I have to get up so early
show.
In the morning.
And this is kind of late show, so I know we're trying to fall into your bedtime, so I'm not going to keep you for too long. I want to go to one more caller who have his hand up, and John, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for calling in. Don't hang up. Still listening. This is the 973. You're on the phone, Fantasy Radio with a crush and Catherine Marks. State your name and where you're from.
Hello, my name is Jermaine from Hackensack, New Jersey. Yes, and I got some questions. First thing first, example, Magic Johnson, he's looking better than what he was. He's still living with it, and he's looking better than what he was. And I don't know if that's a rumor or not, but I heard he got, like, two more healthy babies. And like you said, they need to get educated because me, my symptom is not like that, but it's bipolar. I live with mental symptoms, and I have to take medication the rest of my life. There's no cure for bipolar, just like there's no cure for AIDS. And I know how these people feel, but just listen to your program and listen to this. And Miss Kathy, if you ever need a volunteer to come out and help you, you can reach me in Hackensack, New Jersey. Jermaine Scott.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Jermaine
Scott. That's great.
It's getting my heart out because I'm a Christian person. I'm a real Christian person and a believer, and I believe stay with prayer. Like you said, it's not the end of the life. It's the beginning of life. Negative, positive, I get checked out. But we're all going to need her one day. But it's how you live. A lot of people, I think a lot of people die off fast from that because when you stress and when you get mad, you're killing off your white blood cells. Every time you get angry and get mad or anything like that negative, you're killing off white blood cells. So if you live a normal life, I believe it'll fight, your immune system sooner or later might. You don't know what God got for you tomorrow. It might fight off. But all it's doing is eating up your white blood cells. That's why your immune. Every time you get stressed and get mad, oh, I'm getting ready to die and blah blah this and blah blah that. You're just eating up your white blood cells. That's why you're helping the AIDS kill you faster. Put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought up such an interesting point, and it's true that so many things can affect how your white cells or your T cells, which are a type of the white cell, can take care of you because those are your defense against all infections. So when you have a cold, those go down. When you're very, very stressed, some people think they can go down. We know that depression is really not a good thing for people with HIV. It makes it hard for them to take care of themselves. That's such a good point that you brought up.
And see, like, my mother, she raised me. I had two brothers. So I had a little sister. I got a 19-year-old little sister before we had her. My mama, she has a master's degree. She's a nurse and everything like that. She has a master's degree. She also works with that field. She's been doing that for years. And when I was young, like 12, when my brother was 14, she used to get condoms from the free clinic and put in our dresser drawers where we get our underwears and stuff from, and T-shirts and everything. And she's saying, and that's the first thing she said, this keeps you from diseases and it keeps you from having babies, making babies. But the main thing is diseases. So if you've been infected, you're not telling me, I'm going to find out. One way or the other, I'm going to find out. And she always said, you better use them. If you don't want to be in that ground early or if you don't want to have a bunch of kids, you better use them.
Okay.
Hello?
Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. I'm listening. But I understand they say it don't feel right. You know, that's excuses. You only live once. They have condoms with, like, they got the penetration tool where it makes the woman feel good and the man feel good at the same time. They're producing condoms so then stop. That's an excuse. I say that's an excuse. Even if you don't use that, I mean, you don't love yourself. You don't care about yourself. Then they say, oh, God put that down here, A's for a curse. Then why he put a man here to make condoms? So it can't be. If he put a man here to make condoms, I love myself. I'm going to use them. I'm going to use them to the day I die. And when I get married, and if she decides to want to make a baby, we got to go to the clinic first. I'm sorry. I can't just go out and just say, oh, I'm going to do this. No.
So that's a great testimony for condom use. <That's
great. laughs> That is. Thank you, Jermaine. Do you have a question, another question for Catherine?
Well, I was going to ask her. I'm trying to think. That got to be true. You cannot get that from utensils, from like utensils in the restaurant, because I also worked in a restaurant before down south, Shoney's restaurant, with a girl who had AIDS, and I was a dishwasher. And it's plenty of nights being a dishwasher. I done stuck my fingers and everything and done bled and got cut everything. I've been dishwasher for a long time. You cannot catch it by that way, can you?
No, you can't. You have to have direct contact with somebody's blood or other bodily fluid. And I can't really think of a way that could happen through dishes.
That's what I thought, because I've been a dishwasher, like, mainly all my life, in all kind of restaurants, and being cut and forks and knives sticking in and everything like that. And I never got caught. I'm talking about I actually worked side by side with the one who had AIDS in a restaurant. So to John...
Yeah. It's a really important point, because that can be very hurtful to someone if someone, you know, makes someone in their family with HIV use their own dishes, cups, utensils, doesn't want to share them with the rest of the family, or makes them use paper plates when everybody else is using regular plates. It's very hurtful, and it's totally unnecessary, because sharing utensils like that, it really should not be a risk for HIV transmission, and there's no reason to make somebody feel different that way or less, or like they have to use their own different stuff or segregated if you know, there's no reason for anybody would be at risk.
Yeah, and I have been arrested too in Hackensack, New Jersey, for that man who laid down on the ground. I've done the same thing. I did a protest. I started protesting like 2003 in Hackensack, New Jersey, for mental people, because the same way as people, we are human beings. We're still human. They treat, just like, I don't treat nobody different. I treat everybody equal. And just because you're mental, you're bipolar, something, schizophrenic, they treat you uncommonly, or you have some kind of problem or something like that. And I actually did a protest, and I started protesting. I did the same thing that whoever that young man was, I feel him. I feel him on it in his heart, because I did the same thing. I actually said something to the cop, and I actually laid down the road, and I held up traffic, and I got arrested too for that.
Okay. Thank you, Jermaine. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to have to put you back on hold real quick. Catherine, thank you for tuning in. We also have a few other callers on here. If you like, you can call in real quick. We don't want to keep Catherine too long. Remember, she is a nurse, and she got to get back to work. So it's your last chance to call in, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Press the number 1, and I'll let you back on. Okay, we have another caller from the 317. State your name. Where you from?
Peace. This is Proof Allah just representing. I seen you was on air, and I just like to say I'm very happy that you have a very intelligent show going on right now. You know what I'm saying? This is information that we need to know.
Thank you, Truth. Thank you. Let people know where you're from, Truth.
I'm from Naptown, Indianapolis, Sharp Team Entertainment, Sharp Team Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 o'clock, baby.
Yep,
10
o'clock.
Yep, look,
I can catch you
there, holding
it too,
down,
holding
you know,
down with the gingerbread man in Truth.
I was on your page, The Crush, and I was showing off your skills and your talents and your pitches. That's what brought me to know that. That's what let me know you was on air, though.
No, I thought I'm on air. We actually got a guest in the show. Catherine Marks, nurse practitioner from Brooklyn, New York. She's actually from the HEAT program at Star Health Center downstate in Brooklyn, New York. And she's here to answer any questions you may have on HIV, AIDS, STDs, any type of medical questions. And do you have any questions for
her?
Yeah,
okay, I got a question. You know, I remember back when I was younger that they said that, and it's a lot of diseases, like I was told that like with AIDS, I was told you could have that for years and not know it. Then I was told with herpes that unless you have an outbreak, there's no way to test for that. And you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know, because those are some of my myths. I guess the main major myth that I'm saying with that is that a person can be a carrier of a certain kind of STD and there's an optimal time to be tested and a non-optimal time, or there's sometimes you can't detect it. Is this true?
Okay, so basically it's not a myth. You can have almost any STD and not have any symptoms. So you wouldn't have any reason to know you had it unless you got tested. And for men, it's especially that case with chlamydia and gonorrhea. You might have a drip, you might have a discharge, you might have a burning when you pee, but you might not. So it's important to test routinely if you think you might have been at risk for an STD at any point. Herpes, it's a little complicated. They used to think that everyone who had herpes got blisters and sores and would definitely know that they had herpes. And then they developed a blood test. And so now there is a test that can indicate whether you've been exposed to herpes type 1 or type 2. When you don't have an outbreak or you sore. So once they started using that blood test, they noticed that a lot of people had exposure to herpes 1 and 2, but hadn't ever had sores. And so then they checked to see if people were shedding the herpes virus, which means that they could be infectious. And those people who never had sores, who didn't know they had herpes, actually could be infectious and pass herpes to their partners without knowing. So it's not really something that's routinely done yet because it's a fairly new test. But there is a test available, and you might want to talk to whoever might do your testing about whether they have that test and whether they think you should have it. We're all kind of waiting for more clarity on who needs the test, who should get screened, how do we use it, what do we do. But that's the state of things. So it's kind of in transition, and what you had heard before, that you can only test for herpes when somebody has a sore, is now actually no longer true because there's a new screening test.
There we go.
With HIV, it's very true that you can be infected and not know for years because you don't have any signs of having HIV. Most people who are infected with HIV will have something like a flu about 10 days after they're infected or 2 weeks after they're infected. But, you know, most people just think it's the flu. And then if they don't get tested, it could be 10 years before they got sick in any way or had a reason to think that they might be sick from HIV. So that's a long time. That's a lot of potential sex partners, a lot of potential infections. So it is pretty important to test regularly.
Hey, I appreciate that. That's good. I like that. I'm going to pre-record this, or should I say I'm going to download this, and I'm going to spread this knowledge around. That's what's up.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, I'm about to log off right now. I appreciate y'all. Wonderful show, ladies. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that was Truth. For those that don't know the Truth, he's down with the Gingerbread Man, Shark Team Radio. All right, Catherine, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I'm going to let you go off and then get ready for bed.
Okay.
It's been his last minute work. I know you've been working hard all day. So, but thank you so much for calling in and joining me tonight for my show.
It's been a
really
real pleasure. It was really fun for me. Thank you.
Okay,
have a good night. Good night.
You too. Okay, folks, this is Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your girl, Miss LaCrush Hart. You've heard, we've had our guest in, Catherine Marks, nurse practitioner, out of Brooklyn, New York. She was here to answer your questions. Okay, so for now, we're going to go ahead and get into some music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more and all that good stuff, all right?
Only a good man will wait for their woman to come back home, you know. I feel like we've been through so many fights and things. I mean, we can't let one just separate us and change everything, so I'ma just lay back and I'ma be here. Word. Got me feeling all alone. I'm in the zone waiting for you to come home. Cause I'm missing you. Looking outside through the window, thinking about all of the things that we went through. Cause I'm missing you. Got my favorite songs on repeat, praying for the time that we could get deep. Cause I'm missing you. Wonder what changed our ways, reminiscing, thinking about back in the days. Cause I'm missing you. You was the one, I swear that honestly, gave me real love, strong love, honored me. A good woman, not where drama be. Sex was hot, but more like lava to me. And I fell in it, bathed in it, we made flame. There was others, but they just played games of wild love. Nothing could stay tame, short money. Somehow we made change and flipped up like a coin toss. Then you left me, right now we all lost. Your left hand was rocky, all frost. Down the aisle was near, but this is your choice to leave me. What's the reason why? Texting you all night, you won't leave replies. Is it him now? You must be that guy. Cause I'm here hopeful, no more lies. Feeling all alone, I'm in the zone waiting for you to come home. Cause I'm missing you. Looking outside through the window, thinking about all of the things that we went through. Cause I'm missing you. My favorite songs on repeat, praying for the time that we could get deep. Cause I'm missing you. Wonder what changed our ways, reminiscing, thinking about back in the day. Cause I'm missing you. I'm not perfect, but who is? You got two baby fathers, two kids. I got a security job, but who's rich? You call me lame ass nigga, I called you a bitch. Those names though, and I'm over it. But I'm drinking, and not sober yet. You younger, and not older yet. I've been through more wars than a soldier vet. Might as well be Iraq here. And 20 months fought enough for 10 years. Days you running out the house, new tears. And I'm running to the bar, a few beers. I needed them, changed reality. They came on time, paid salary. Trying to do music, you stay doubting me. I'm counting down the minutes, days, hourly. Got me feeling all alone. I'm in the zone waiting for you to come home. Cause I'm missing you. Looking outside through the window, thinking about all of the things that we went through. Cause I'm missing you. My favorite song on repeat, praying for the time that we could get deep. Cause I'm missing you. Wonder what changed our ways, reminiscing, thinking about back in the days. Cause I'm missing you. So like I said, you can just hit me up, you know. You know the number, you know how to contact me. You know, no relationship is perfect, you know, it's a roller coaster. You have ups and downs, but you gotta learn how to just balance the two, you heard?
Good listeners. Thanks. shout out to the Heat program, Jeff Birnbaum. He was tuned into the show. Once again, y'all can check out their website, www.heatprogram.gov. They provide They provide medical services for adolescents between ages of 13 to 24. So y'all can definitely check that out. They do have events coming up. I'll be attending their party. I worked with them a couple of times. I worked with them, I think it was last year. Year before last, I used to work for them. You know, once again, I am certified. I know, y'all didn't know that about me. so I had to share that with you. Oh, man, I am certified by New York State City Department of Health, but that's another story. Once again, shout out to Dre, shout out to Catherine Marks who was answering some of your questions. Thank you to Truth, who called in. Thank you to Saint Germain. Thank you to John from Ohio. You know what? Today is a good day. You know, wake up happy, wake up with good spirits. Next best thing is to actually go ahead and get tested. I can't stress that enough. At least once, you know, at least once. It's not the end of the world. Don't be scared. Do not be scared. what else? I want to go ahead and get to this next song. Then we're going to come back and we're going to have some more chat. Once again, you can give us a call at 347-989-0767. Excuse me. Sorry. 347-989-0767. All right. Next week is we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled program, which is, you know, playing that good music and representing and just having a good time. I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna go ahead and play this song. I know this is gonna be off the topic, but we haven't played it all week, and you know what? I people ask for it, so you gotta give them what they ask for, right? I cannot deny people for what they ask for. If they ask for it, I gotta give it to them. So here go our theme song.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kind of scary, and this is what they're called.
OMG, I mean, you know, we had to take a break from the seriousness and just give y'all that, that, you know, that's our theme song. We love that song, Weird Al, the vagina song. excuse me. It's been a minute since we heard it, so, you know, I just thought I'd go ahead and play it. And shout out to Renee. Shout out to Candy and Twinkle, as they called into their show last night. They were doing the Grown Folk Underground at 12:30 Eastern. So y'all may want to check them out when y'all can. What else? Shout out to Dre in the chat room holding down for me. Also, I want to let everybody know that we have the Hot Box. What the fuck is the Hot Box? Okay. The Hot Box is our personal voicemail box for Phone Fantasy Radio. What you do is you call up, you can leave your song request, a shout out, even a message for me. I'll get it, I'll download it, and I can play it right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Live and the live stream. So if you can't make it to a show but you want to speak on it, hit the Hot Box. If you, and then you could tune into the show at a later date, because remember, all our shows are archived. So, on that note, excuse me, let me give you the number to the Hot Box. Program this into your phone, folks. 347. That's 347-855-7372. 347-855-7372. Program it to your phone. That's the Hot Box. Remember, you can leave your voicemail messages. You don't have to leave your name, but I encourage you to leave your name, where you're from, and then state your message. You can also leave a personal voicemail for me. Shout out, so maybe you have a dedication. Maybe you're on the road and you thought of something. You know what? I want to hear this song on tonight's show with La Crush. Let me call her up. 347-855-7372. Maybe you're at work and you know what? I got to put the kids to bed early tonight. I won't be able to call into the show, but I want to speak on her topic. 347-855-7372. Maybe you have dinner plans and you can't make tonight's show. Maybe you want to check out somebody else's show. Maybe you forgot about my show, but you want to keep your two cents in. You sure can. 347-855-7372. Leave your voicemail. You can just say, "La Crush, I love you, girl. I love you like cooked food." Or you can say, "Hi, my name is John, and I want to give a shout out to my Bookie Renene and Pookie and Junebug and all of them. And yeah, about, you know, you can do that too. Yeah, all you have to do is call 347-855-7372. Shout out to the Four Aces. They all late. They came in all and they scrolling in here all late and dingy. My guests done hung up and everything. You know. shout out to the Four Aces. Four Aces Network is down with Phone Fantasy Radio. Or is this Phone Fantasy Radio down with Phone Four Aces? Ooh, we don't know. We don't know. More information to come, folks. More information to come. OMG, once again. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank our guest, Catherine Marks, for calling in and holding us out. All right, so you know I was just talking about the Hot Box, right? Okay, so let me show y'all a Hot Box message.
Hi, Miss LaCrease. This is your girl, Ash Beezy from GetUpRadio.com, just showing some love to my sister doing some big things in the New York area. So just wanted to go by and just show you some love, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. And make your haters and motivators.
Peace. See? That was perfect. You, too, can be a hot boxer. Hot boxer. 347-989-0767 is the number to call in live, but that's not the hot box. The hot box number is 347-855-7372. I don't know where this boost of energy came from. 347-855-7372. Once again, it's the Hot Box number. Shout out to Ash and Beezy, baby. That's what's up. Thanks for the love, Mom. Thanks for the love. Once again, shout out to the Four Aces. We down with each other. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so we still have John on the line. Hey, John.
You sent us a hot box. I don't know how to. You sent us a hot box, right?
Yeah, it's a hot box. I call it a hot box. You know, voicemail box.
Yeah.
It used to be the hotline, but then I was like, the hotline is funny. We're going to call it the hot box.
Well, there's two types of boxes, you know.
The boxers. Yeah, become a boxer. Call in and leave a message. You know, I don't know.
It was cute, right?
Oh, man. You know, so that's a little voicemail box. It's always open. I mean, it's always open, but I forget to tell people about it. So I thought I'd just put that out there. Once again, folks, I'm always throwing a link out of our chat, right? Y'all definitely have to have a pen listening to me. Or you can just go to our website, phonefantasyradio.com. But I just want to remind people, because, you know, as I listen to the show, I like to trust the net as well, so... And then, you know, that's how I do. As I listen to the show, I surf the net, so.
Oh.
I be on everything. As I surf the show, I be in the chat room. Then I go over to Facebook. Then I'm probably promoting somewhere. Then I check my email. I be all over the place when I'm hosting a show, man. I really do. Somebody just sent me a message. Damn, baby, you turn me on when you put the whole can in your mouth. I was imagining that our lips. I said our lips was on my dick. Plus, I haven't had none in 4 months. Wow. I don't want to suck that. Anyway, you know, Truth tried to blow me up. Truth Allah came over here and tried to blow me up. Not in front of company. Not in front of company, Truth. Oh, man. People always want to do it in front of company, right? Always in front of company. But that's what's up. That's what's up. I want to give a shout-out to Bruce Sky, PD, PG, Nouveau Star, J. Will, Don C., and everybody else. Nouveau Star. And everybody else underneath that umbrella. That's what's up.
Oh. That's what everybody's been talking about is them pictures, man.
Huh?
That's all everybody's been talking about is them pictures. I think that's the only thing they look
for. I mean, you know, I got to pop my collar. I did a good job. No, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, but the ones with the strawberries looked even better.
The one with what?
The strawberries. Yeah.
It may be visually better, but, you know, the one with the can is more of a fantasy.
Hey, I got a miniature Heineken keg. Try that.
Somebody else said that, too, to try the keg.
Oh, hell no.
You're not the only one who said it. Somebody else told me that, too. I should try the keg.
I don't know about all that.
I had somebody ask me that, too. I should try to diminish your keg. I don't know what's wrong with trying to put things in my mouth. Is that how I'm going to be known now? Is this my legacy? The lady like to lead aluminum. Is this my legacy now? I know, right, John?
Well, yeah.
So we back on our bullshit now, see. We back to it. We back at it. Tonight was the end of our World Day special. It was a 3-night event. We did a good job. I dig the shows. If you haven't tuned in, please check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts or visit the website and just click on the blue and white player. And all all that good stuff. I'm taking in song requests, dedication, shout outs, all that stuff. Oh, John, John, John.
Yes.
Thanks for the love. I see you be posted on my wall. Thank you for the love.
Yeah, man, get on that Mafia Wars game, man. We'll kick some ass up there.
I'm going to get on the damn Mafia Wars.
No, nah, man.
I,
it's cool,
I can't
man.
Play those games no more, John. I can't play those games no more.
Why?
I get addicted to them. Because I started losing money.
You don't have to lose money, man.
I don't have to, but I get addicted to them and I start spending money. I was buying points and Godfather points
points,
stuff like that, you know? So I'm like, okay, I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more.
That's the only thing that don't make no sense, though, because I usually just let mine build up because they want you to use credit cards, and I'm not going to use my credit card.
Exactly. So I became a victim of that. You know, I use my little PayPal account, $20 here, $30 here, I need 100 coins, I need this, I need that, you know? So I stopped playing those games. It's costing me money. I don't play those games anymore. You know, I used to play all of them, Farmville, Social City, Frontier.
Hey, don't stuff like Santa Claus, man.
I had Cafe World, huh?
Yeah, because my sister's got that shit, and every time I turn around, man, everybody's want me to join that. But I'm better at the crime games. I guess I should have been a criminal.
Vampire, all that stuff. I ain't playing that stuff no more. I stick to the regular stuff like Uno and Tetris, Family Feud. You know those little games.
Hey, what about football,
I'm sticking to those role playing.
Hey, Madden,
I don't do football. I don't understand the game of football. Only thing I like about football is when they tackle each other and they're a little uniform.
Hell, if you played on my team, I'd let you be the water boy.
I don't want to be that either. I don't know nothing about football. I went to a football game, went to a homecoming game. I went to sleep.
Oh.
Yes, it was dead cold. I sat there and slept on my titties in the middle of the bleachers. Everybody else was cheering around me, and I was sleeping dead on my titties.
Nothing wrong with that.
Everybody around me cheering. It was loud, but I was still asleep. Like, that didn't bother me one bit. So, you know, football don't do it to me. I mean, I like to watch it at home. You know, and when I'm watching with somebody, they get hyped. I get hyped. Like, yeah, I don't know what just happened, but yeah. You know, that type of stuff. But I watch a football movie. I watch The Blind Side. You know, but that's about it, though. That's about it.
Yeah. I'm surprised my sister hasn't seen your Facebook page because she's on Facebook, too.
Which is
kind of funny, yeah, because I found her accidentally by looking up froglady.com, and it brung her Facebook page up, and I'm thinking, shit, I might as well talk to my sister.
Most of the names, you know. Why I gotta be like that? Shit, I might as well talk to my sister.
No, because it saves money instead of calling on the phone.
Oh, shoot.
Only during the holidays. Yeah, but with the holidays coming up, I do make sure my relatives are called. They make sure that they're having a happy Christmas. They got to make sure they got mistletoe under the doorway, though, man. I ain't going in no house unless there's mistletoe. Hey, who you have? What guest are you having? Because I know there's one that you're having up. I think it's on Facebook, too, man. Broad with the big booty. I'm trying to remember her name. Miss Diva?
Broad with the big booty.
She's on Facebook, too. Yeah.
What are you asking me about the girl with the big booty? What are you asking me, John?
Is she going to be on your talk show this week coming up?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
I don't have any schedules. Anybody scheduled for the rest of the year?
Yeah, because you got a birthday coming up the 9th, and I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Who are you talking to?
You.
My birthday passed, John.
Oh, God. Man,
my birthday's November 9th.
Oh, shit. I was looking at somebody else.
Yeah, John. Don't you remember? Yeah. My birthday's November 9th.
My family might be listening on the phone.
My birthday passed already. I don't have any more guests for the year 2010. She was my last guest. What's it again? I don't know yet. I might try to find somebody, and I don't know yet. But
no, getting Norma back on, man. That was interesting with her, man. She's cool.
Who?
Getting Norma back on. That was interesting.
That was interesting with Norma.
No, nah, man.
Big
boobs ain't hey, big boobs on people. Can't get them that much bigger.
No, you sure can. Stops at her. It stops at her.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I was looking up the website and they claim they got this this woman. She won't show her picture, but she claims she's, you know, bigger. But she's supposedly from Canada, but she won't submit any pictures. Because me and my friend was looking up this webpage and all it says is it's got, you know, it's got a name, but when you go into the web thing, it don't got nothing. It just claims that she's got a bigger developed chest, and all it says is the measurements, and I'm thinking, well, if they ain't showing the picture, then something ain't right.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, it was kind of slow, though, tonight, though, wasn't it? Hardly some... Not as busy as it usually is, you know. And stuff. Because, no, matter of fact, I had two people ask me that question. That's why I'm glad that guy brought it up. Because my sister worked with a girl that was deaf, and we went to a restaurant, and she got up. She was hearing impaired, and she wrote on a piece of paper to me. She said, I won't eat in a restaurant. I said, why? She said, I could catch AIDS. I'm thinking, hey, yeah, okay. No, I mean, it's...
Yeah, there are some people out there. But like she said, that is true. And you know, if it's something you feared and stuff like that, and you know, so I'm going to ask another question to jump off the subject real quick. You know, when you smoke weed and get high, sometimes I do that. I started thinking.
Because if that's the case, I smoke weed with my friends and they're gay. If that's the case, you could catch it by passing a joint around. You got to have contact. I don't know.
No, you can't get it.
No, but you can get high.
That's about it.
No.
OMG. Can you imagine? That would be some wicked shit. They should put that out there. Like, you know how they have the conspiracy theory. What if they put that out there? Do you think people stop smoking weed?
Oh no.
And then people stop selling weed?
No, you just smoke it. No, because most of the like tobacco shops, they got these little pipes for cigarettes, and it says for like what I like about that, it's kind of funny not to get off the subject. They say only for tobacco use, and I'm thinking, yeah, my ass, man. You know, half the time when I buy a pipe, they don't know what I'm buying it for. It could be used for tobacco.
Pipe.
Yeah.
The bongs.
Yeah, bongs, water bongs, you know, stuff like that.
They make some pretty bongs too.
Let's see if bongs.
Oh, that's fancy. You'd be laughing.
I hope my brother ain't listening because he does have a computer. But my nephew, when he turned 18, I taught him how to smoke weed, and I had a mountain bike, and I took the water bottle and made a bong out of it.
Wow.
No, he goes, what are we gonna do? I said, we're gonna have fun, man. And he goes, I like this. So I go, oh, yeah, you will. Once you get high, you're going to like it better.
Wow. And why did you do that?
No, I could, because, you know, I've had problems when I've had people lace my stuff. You know, I've been in the hospital like 3-4 times, and like I told him, you know, I know people I buy it off of. If you're going to buy it off of me, because, man, there's nothing worse than having tainted weed, man, where you can trip out and stuff.
Wow.
I bought some off
Why
my sister.
Why not encourage him not to do it at all?
His idea, if I did it, it had to be fun, and I told him it's not as fun as it looks because it does cost money. No, like I told him, I went through my little period. I'm almost 50. I'm mellow. I have a few beers. I chill, and that's basically what I do, and I smoke my cigarettes, and I'm cool.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure if he had Facebook, man, most of the people I talk to, he'd look them up and stuff, you know. But he don't. You know, he's planning on getting married. He's got 2 kids, and he got a good wife, fiance. So you know, he's got a good head on his shoulder. If he takes after me, you know, he's all right. I had my fun. I didn't hurt nobody, and you know, I just like having a good time. You know. But no, you got a good show, man. It really brings out a lot of awareness of what people really need to know instead of. Mess and stuff, you know.
Also, if you want to share your thoughts and opinions and, you know, just make a comment, you can visit our website, fallfantasyradio.com, or you can send us an email at fallfantasyradio@gmail.com.
Now, to make a quick story, I was at the library. Until I get my computer, and the lady, they didn't get mad because a couple of ladies at the library where I go were kind of commenting on the picture because my friend was using my computer and he popped up the thing. And one lady said, I wish I could download the picture. She said, why? She said, I haven't seen anybody had that kind of talent with a pop can, and I'm going, I'm going to kill him, man. No, but those ain't dirty. I've seen those other websites that are nastier than that. I still got them on my Facebook, and they don't say nothing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not stressing it anymore. Good. Shout out to my Facebook
page. No, you got a good show.
Use the like us. Once again, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio. That's my new Facebook link, Hearts Radio.
Because you're also on Twitter, too.
I am on Twitter, under twitter.com/LaCrosheHeart.
Yeah.
I'm on basically all the websites. I'm on Bebo, Twitter, Adult Space, Black Planet, MySpace. I'm on everything. X-Peeps. I'm on everything. I don't know if I friend feed. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on... We also got
Amazon.
Our own website, phonefantasyradio.ning.com. I'm on a lot of social networks.
Because I had a computer, and my ex-girlfriend, man, got mad and poured water in the back of it, and it kind of fried.
Wow.
No, I forgot to turn the computer off when I was looking up normastitch.com, and she kind of got mad, and I still got the keypad with the like the typewriter, but I still don't have the computer to go with it. No, it could have been worse. Like I told my brother, she could have pushed me out the window, but she messed my computer.
That ain't cute.
Don't make no sense. Other people can talk to other people, and that's all right. But if you got friends, it's kind of selfish to think that way. As long as you got friends and you're talking, because, you know, I used to check her email out accidentally, and it was a little bit worse than mine, some of the words. And it was like, if I come in the room to check my mail, it was on the bed or something, she always turned the computer off. I never did that, and I'm thinking, well, if I'm doing something wrong, why you got to turn the computer off? Oh, no, the computer's shutting down automatically. Yeah, I don't think so. No, it don't work that way.
Yeah. Interesting, interesting. Well, we need topics, folks. We need topics for the show. I think I'm going to have some guests coming in January. Once again, I know I do have some. I have a Christmas present that I'm going to have raffled off. So, you know, that would be cool. Yeah, all that good stuff. All that good stuff in between. All right, John, put you back on hold. I'm going to go ahead and get into these next couple of songs, and we're going to come back. And at that time, I think we'll be closing off the show. So hold on, John.
Right.
Where are you calling from? Hello?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
What?
What you just said?
Sound like a woman's voice.
You heard that too, right?
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah. I can do imitations. Figured I'd try to get your attention tonight, since it's a slow night.
You did that. You sounded like Lady C. I was like, wait a minute. I want to say, hey, girl, but then I was like, wait a minute. I didn't click her off. Like, wow.
But no, I'll hold
I'll
this transfer.
Huh?
I'll hold this call. Hey, could you play that song again, Beautiful Girls, please? Would that be too much to ask?
I have to find it.
Okay, if you can, it's all right.
Yeah,
you're busy.
Well, I can play for you next week, though.
All right, I thank you.
I mean, if I can get it, I'll play it, but I might not be able to get it in time if you'd asked me earlier.
Oh, don't worry. Hey, man, you're busy enough as it is, you know.
Okay.
You know.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead. Excuse me, and get into the next song, which is actually a song request from Blizzum from K100. He does a show right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is his inspirational song called Gray.
America, we are all your children. Every color, every creed by the million. From the farm to the project building.
Stand up for us.
Yeah.
Stand up for us.
Yeah. Stand up for us. Blizzum, Sean Foster.
And a run.
Okay.
The world can be great, but sometimes it gets bad. Most of the time, I'm just straight. We throw our problems in the bag. Life can be a drag, but then again, it flies by.
Uh-huh.
I see my balance like a triple beam. We live until we die. Just like Sean's white, and I'm black. And one day, they flew planes into the buildings, and the country turned gray.
Wow.
Someday, maybe we can see that we just run race.
Maybe.
Until then, we gon' have some parties and some gunplay.
Oh.
Middle America, what does that mean? My parents just lost their house at Wall Street, still bleed. It seems that the colors of the rainbow can change, so some of us ride the bus and others push the range.
Roll.
Just keep your hope and you can stand your ground. Life is like a shade of gray, full of ups and downs. Yeah. All up under one sun, on one earth, it's understood that we gon' have some differences that lead us to some instances.
Uh-huh. where I come to rent. Now class is more than emphasis. And since this is just the way the world turns, how could we ever know what heaven is if hell didn't burn? You can't know what life is without knowing death. So I suggest you feed your spirit like your wage will feed your flesh. And I was blessed to make it through some hard times. So that's why sometimes I switch against the hard crimes. But life is living color and it's more than black and white. The shades can overwhelm you when you don't mix them right. Or they can make a masterpiece, depends on how it looks. Way different like a parrot, masterpiece to God cook. They say our country is a melting pot. I wonder if that pot of gold is at the end or not.
I wonder.
Yeah. We got a problem with our skin tone and how people view God in their own home.
We got cell phones, we got the internet. We left the planet for the stars, tell me what's next. So we got a problem with our skin tone. This is the patient, homie, bring it home.
Over the waters of the Caribbean, we more than friends, such a hip low in the wind. We can have first day sex like birthday sex. I'm rubbing on your thighs and I'm kissing your neck. I can be your little secret, the one that you freak with, the one that gets you strong and off the tongue quick. Touching and teasing, kissing and pleasing, giving your body everything that it's needing. I love you like hip hop and I never let the beat stop. I keep you wet like a teardrop. Little mama, you know that you're the best of the best. So I lay my head on your breast.
You're my star. My star. I wanna be where you are. Yay. You're my star. My star. I wanna be where you are. If you fall from the sky, I'll catch you in my arms. Cause you're the reason I shine.
Baby, you're my star, I wanna be wherever you are. Whenever my skies are blue, I'm glad I found you. She's a freak in the sheets, body is so sweet. Manicured toes while she handle business in the street. She's one of the elite, top six on the beach. A classy woman, give you sexual relief. Little mama got that magic, work the pole like an asterisk. Off the R&B classic, baby, I said that you got it done. You the lucky one, you already won. You got me under the sun. Yeah, it's true, girl, I said I love your smile. The way I'm needing you, so stay for a while. When I'm out in the street getting this money, you keeping the house cool and all safe for me. We done made a foundation off of this paper chasing. No matter what, forget all of them women that be
you're
hating.
You're my star. My star. I wanna be where you are. Yay. You're my star. If you fall from the sky, I'll catch you in my arms, cause you're the reason I shine.
girl, you're my Bonnie, and girl, I'll be your Clyde. So together we ride, I'm right by your side. We can stand as one, or divide and conquer. The lady of my life, the only woman that I honor. We can lie together, and we can cry together. I hold you in my arms right here forever. I got passion for you, and this is not lust, it's me and you against the world, girl, so it's
you're
just
my
us.
Okay, that was O.W. with You're My Star. And before that, we played a song by Blizzom called Gray. And right now is the time to wind down and go ahead and say my goodbyes to all my family. But before I do that, I want to give Saint Germain an opportunity to go ahead and give his shout-out. Hey, Saint Germain. Thanks for
what's up? What's up? Sorry about that, but my phone had went dead. I'd like a shout out to you, Miss LaCrush. Yeah, LaCrush Hart, make a shout out to you. Make a shout out to you and my boy, the Gingerbread Man. His man that came on, what's his name? True. Make a shout out to everybody, Shop Team Radio, Phone Fantasy Radio. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? The whole world. Everybody know your boy, Saint Germain. Always showing love.
Okay. Also, we're going to bring in. We're going to bring in John out of Ohio. John, you got any last shout-outs you want to give
out? Hon, you just tell it like it is. We need more ladies out there like you, man. You should tell it like it is.
Thanks.
I respect you for that.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much. On that note, I want to say goodbye to all my family. See you next Tuesday right here at Phone Fantasy Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I want to give a shout-out to Catherine Marks, nurse practitioner who called in today to help answer some questions and clear up some air. Shout-out to Truth for calling in, John from Ohio, and Saint Germain, Dre from Brooklyn, Manhattan. We have Vince in the Bay who stopped by, the Four Aces who stopped by, Jeffrey Birnbaum, program and founder of the Heat Program, stopped by. Shout-out to him. Shout out to theheatprogram.org. I need to check that out once again. Go get tested. HIVtest.org to find a clinic near you that gives out the test. Telling you want to get tested, anonymous and stuff like that. Once again, if you want to find out any information about HIV, AIDS, or any other STD out there, go to the www.cdc.gov /HIV. Excuse me. They have every disease out there listed on that site, so you can go and check that out. once again, this is by request. We're going to play it again. This is Nothing on You, dedicated to all the beautiful, beautiful women out there, dedicated to all the good dudes out there, not the bad ones, the good ones, good men out there. Actually, I want to also dedicate it to there's a group that I came across yesterday as well. I was doing a lot of reading yesterday, wasn't I? There was a group of men that I came across yesterday out here in Brooklyn, New York, who actually come together once a week. And what they do is they escort people home from the train station. You know, there was a lot of robberies going on in the hood. And so they took it upon themselves to go ahead and escort people home from a Brooklyn train station. It's about 20 men, and the group is called We Make Us Better. So this is basically on them. It's good to see positive black men. They're not nothing you know, they're not activists or anything like that. They're just regular old men that are intelligent and black and kind of sexy. one is a field technician from Verizon. The other one is in finance, and, you know, they decided that, you know, it's time to make their presence known. So they go around to different youth on the streets, and they're talking to the youth out there, and they're making their faces known. So shout out to them. We Make Us Better. And this song is for them, and I think that's awesome right there. This is Bob. Nothing on You.
Beautiful girls all over the world, I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. I might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you. I know you feel where I'm coming from, regardless of the things in my past that I've done. Most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. With no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none.
It's on my conscience, it's on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you want to know. But never mind that, we should let it go. We don't want to be a TV episode. And all the bad thoughts, just let it go. Hey, hello. But you shouldn't worry about what you say.